Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sitting in the company of the pious, taking the du'as of the pious people, requesting them also to make du'a for you, and also spending time in those, or visiting those blessed places, those places that are blessed. So today, beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives a nice example of a person who spends time in the company of a pious person, how the effect of that pious person rubs onto him. It's a very nice, beautiful example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, innama mathalul jalisi salih wa jalisi su' ka hamilil miski wa nafikhil kir. Fa hamilul miski imma an yuhdiyaka wa imma an tabta'a minhu wa imma an tajida minhu riham tayyibatan wa nafikhul khiri imma an yuhriqa thiyabak وَإِمَّا أَن تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا مُنْتِنَةً مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيمٌ Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the example of a good companion and an example of a bad companion is like that of a seller of musk perfume and one who blows the bellows. In other words, a blacksmith. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving an example and using the example of a person who is a seller of perfume. To give an example of spending time in a good company, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is using an example of a perfume seller, a musk seller. So automatically ulama from this part of the hadith, they said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praising musk. So therefore musk is something that is halal, something that is pure. So even though musk is extracted from an animal, but the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised it, so this musk itself is something that is pure. Anyway, the next part of the hadith, one who blows the bellows, in other words, a blacksmith, person who goes spend time in a blacksmith, the blacksmith uses that fire to mold steel, to clean steel, etc. There's a lot of smoke that comes out of there, a lot of smell that comes, but you're just being in that company, that thing affects you. We don't see this too much, but something that we more experience or see more is a person that is near the braai stand. Even though he doesn't realize it, in a short period of time, if he just moves away from there, somebody that is near him will get the smell. If you can get the smell of some braai smell on you, that person was just near the braai stand for a few moments. So that's the example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving. Like a person who goes in the company of a blacksmith. Whether he made niyat or he didn't make niyat, or whether he wished it or he didn't wish it, that smell of that smoke will come onto him. What a beautiful example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving. In other words, telling us that if you go in the company of a pious person, it's like a perfume smeller. Automatically that smell, that perfume comes on you. After a while you come out from there, you're smelling of perfume. You didn't do any, you didn't apply perfume yourself. Smelling the perfume, that beautiful smell came on you. So in other words, if you go in the company of a pious person, those beautiful traits come onto you, those beautiful qualities come onto you, the beautiful color comes onto you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the second part of this hadith, is explaining that one who sells musk will give you some, or you may purchase it from him, or you will at least inhale good fragrance by him with it. In other words, there's some benefit you're going to take. Either this person will give you some. You went by a person that's selling perfume. One thing, he may give you some. Try this, try that. In other words, or he'll just give it to you out of courtesy. So that's one benefit. Or you may end up buying it, so you got another benefit. You bought that musk. The third thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if these two things didn't happen, you didn't buy it or he didn't give you, at least you in that company, you're getting that good smell. In other words, you're in the company of a pious person, you're getting that good ruhaniyat, you're getting that good effect, that good, what we know as fuyuz, that good, in English there's no real word to translate this word fuyuz, but fuyuz actually means the good blessings that are coming from that person, that you are benefiting by being in his company. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes to say, as for the one who blows the bellows, as for the blacksmith, he will either burn your clothes. You're there now, those flames are there. One thing that can happen is your clothes may get burnt. Or you'll inhale a foul smell by being with him. So just to be in his company, there's danger to your clothes. If your clothes don't get burnt, the foul smell you're going to get. But you're definitely going to feel the ill effects by being in that bad company. So, or being in the company of the blacksmith. Therefore, by being in the company of a bad person, some harm, some danger, like how the danger to your clothes is there with that fire, is a danger to your iman by being in the wrong company. Therefore, ulama explain that it's better to be in good company than to be alone. It's better to be good in good company than to be alone. But sometimes it's better to be alone than to be in bad company. So therefore a person should always check and choose his company. Am I in good company? Am I in bad company? Now when it comes to company, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah explained something very nicely. He said, does company only mean that you're sitting in the company of a physical person, one person? Or does company mean other things? Then he explained, you're reading one magazine. You're actually in the company of the author of that magazine. You're reading one novel, one book, you're actually in the company of that author. The author may be an atheist, maybe a non-Muslim, having a person with wrong beliefs. You're sitting in the company of somebody who has wrong beliefs just by reading his book. You know, you're taking some entertainment, this is one novel, but you don't realize that you're sitting in the company of that author. Like that nowadays, a person is sitting in front of the television, is actually in the company of that bad, evil, shaitan box. So therefore we should look to see what is our companion, who is our companion. Be very careful, because whether we like it or not, that smell, that effect will come onto us, it will rub onto us. And inshallah, just by being in the company of the pious, the effect and the good will come unto us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.